you know, you need sometimes a guy with a little bit of attitude.
Toucher and Rich.
Embarrassing to America.
One radio station. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
Jaylen Brown at the free throw line. 17 feet. Swish.
The fans right now are chanting, we want Paul Pierce.
And sign him and throw him in. Tell you what, you're staring at Rondo and Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce down there. Kyle Korver steps to his right. He takes the three, comes up way short. Kyle Korver saying, wait a minute, I haven't had a shot yet in this game.
Kyle Korver, great defensive player. 98.5 The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. Stop giving me crap for my voice. Everyone on the planet's been sick for a week, and I'm, listen, my voice is going to be what it is. Stupid
listener.
It's
kind of smoky. You see, I mean, some people say it's gravelly. I say it's smoky.
That's, I was on like a Kathleen Turner and Harvey Fierstein. Oh, wow. Oh, Mrs. Dodfy, will you ever learn?
Oh, crap. It's the famous line from Independence Day.
Oh, girl, I'm just going to have to dress you up. It just so happens your brother's an elite makeup artist. All right, A. Sherrod Blakely is he has a framed Mrs. Doubtfire poster in his theater room. He covers the Celtics for...
what did you call it this morning when Scott was on? CBS, NBC, ABC, Fox?
Yeah, I don't know what I call it.
NBC Sports Boston.
That's right. It's NBC Sports Boston.
Listen, it's changed its name 10 times.
I understand.
I don't know. I still call it Comcast in meetings and
they
stuff.
They used to have it right up here so we could just look to our right and see it, but now it's just kind of missing. It's just the blue wall.
Yeah. All right. A. Sherrod Blakely, hello.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
What's up? Good
I'm
morning.
Doing about as good as Mrs. Doubtfire when Sally Field let her back in his good graces.
So what's going on with Ray Allen? Can we just start with that?
Oh, gosh. I mean, you talk about just epic brain fart. Dude, I don't understand him. I don't get it. This was the absolute underhand, slow pitch, easy, get back in the good graces of the franchise moment. He didn't even have, all he had to do was show up.
Yep.
Show up. Did not have to talk to anyone, could just say, I'm here to just pay my respects to Paul. I'm not talking to anyone. I'm just here for Paul. And we would have been like, aww.
Yep.
Look at Ray playing nicely with the boys. And that would have easily made things a lot more comfortable when they do the 10-year reunion. And you would feel a lot more comfortable with Ray being there. It wouldn't feel awkward. But now, I can't. I thought there was slim chance that he'd come. I think there's no chance that he'll be there now. And the fact that not only were you not there, but you put on Instagram that you're out there playing golf. Gee, George Lopez had a hole-in-one. Awesome. Come on, Ray.
Yeah, that was the opportunity that just he could have been once again back in the graces. The whole leaving for Miami and all the weirdness that's happened, that Area 21, all of it would have been forgiven.
Yep. Absolutely.
And he blew it. And I don't understand why he continues to be so petty. First of all, do you know, like, can you confirm that he was invited, first of all?
Well, no. But you know what? If Ray shows up at the building, what, you know, you're going to say, Ray, you can't come in?
Yeah,
I mean, there's no way that they would have said, Ray, you cannot be here. And Paul, you know, when I talked to Paul, when he came back from China, he had pretty much said that all is well with me and Ray. I've buried that. We're good. And so if Paul is cool with Ray, no one else is going to stand in the way because it was Paul's event. So there's no way that Ray Allen not being there was anyone's decision other than Ray Allen's to not be there.
Yeah, that was strange. And we called it with Danny on Friday. I said, if he doesn't show up, then he's one of the pettiest human beings that I can imagine. Whatever happened with the catfishing thing, with the dude that was posing as like a girl and then they went to TMZ? Do we know how that ended?
No, okay. We don't. And I think Ray would prefer it to be that way. that was bizarre on so many levels. But again, a lot about Ray Allen, the more you think about it, is kind of bizarre.
Yeah.
So that's just one of the many chapters in the narrative that is Ray Allen, unfortunately.
All right. So too bad all those Celtics legends had to sit and watch what happened on the court yesterday. Have you been seeing this coming, this really bad slump that they've had ever since London, the way that they had to continually come back from these double-digit deficits and that they can't blow out teams. They've been winning, but they've been winning in strange fashion. Did you kind of see this slump coming?
Well, at some point, it had to. And I'm glad it's happening now and not in March, April, and May. Because you, when you cover the league long enough, you know that at some point, the law of averages is going to play out if your team isn't, you know, the upper echelon, Golden State-esque type team. You can only come back from 10, 15, 20-point deficits so many times and win before you get down like that. And guess what? Their teams aren't going to let you up off the mat. Cleveland knew that once they got up big, they could not ease up on the Celtics because they've proven they can come back against anyone and everyone. Ask Houston, who was up by 26 and caught an L. And the Celtics, they have to get out of this week. We can overcome any type of adversity mindset. It's great to have at times, but you can't let every single team beat the hell out of you for three quarters and then decide in the fourth that we're going to try to make this a game. It doesn't work that way.
Now, what do you make out of the slump that like guys like Jason Tatum have been in? Because, you know, he came out of the box on fire. Do you think it has something to do with his pinky getting, or it was pinky, right? The finger on his hand. Do you think it has something to do with that? Because you can almost trace his slump all the way back to when that happened.
I think that's part of it, but I think the bigger issue is just that teams are defending him better. He you know, when he first started had it going, everyone was focused on Kyrie, and that was leaving him wide open. But teams are defending him better. They're not allowing him to get in his sweet spots. And what he's been forced to do is learn how to develop counters. How can I score and be an impactful player and not necessarily drive to the basket and do that little underhand scoop shot or shoot the corner three? He's got to find other ways to impact the game, and that's part of his learning process.
All right, Sherrod, we're 2 months away now from the end of the regular season, and it's time to figure some stuff out about the Celtics. Who is this team's second scorer behind Kyrie Irving in a playoff series?
They don't know who the second scorer is. I'm going to go with Jaylen Brown only because Jaylen has been the guy that, and you look at the big picture this season, he's been one of their more consistent number two scorers. And that makes me a little nervous because Jaylen also is responsible for defending the opposing team's top perimeter guy. And, to ask a second-year player to be your number two scorer and your best defender, that's a heavy load.
How about Terry Rozier?
No.
Listen, I love Terry Rozier. I love him to death, but if he's my number two scorer, we got problems.
Yeah, that's a quick knockout. Yeah.
He has improved over the last several months. He's been fun to watch.
He gets more minutes, and that helps.
Yeah, yeah.
And I like his game. I like what he can do off the bench. But again, if I'm relying on him to be that number two guy night in, night out, we got problems.
Yeah.
He's not ready for that role yet.
What about Hayward? I heard that he's going to be traveling with the team next month. What do you think is going to happen?
Yeah. I talked to him actually right before last night's debacle, just about what's going on with him and all that good stuff. And yeah, he does plan to be traveling with the team next month. No definitive timetable or anything like that, obviously, for when he would, if he does at all, come back. But again, the way I'm looking at this thing, at the best case scenario is you may see him in the month of April, late March, but even that is a bit of a stretch. And even if he does come back, he's only going to be a shell of the all-star player that we're accustomed to seeing because of the long layoff. So, a Hayward return is still very much a possibility, but I'm not getting my hopes up of seeing a 26, type guy that we've seen at Utah.
All right, H-Rod Blakely from NBC Sports Boston.
Yeah, you got it right.
I got it right. All right, thanks so much for the time, man.
See you, man.
Take care, guys.
I appreciate it. All right, Jim, hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Jim?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
So I have I work at a grocery store in Wellesley where Ray Allen used to live, and there was a point where I actually call him Betray Allen, but he came into Whole Foods and had a meeting with our store manager and told him that he doesn't want anyone there to even talk to him or even look at him when he comes into the store. And it was just really bizarre that he would even go to that length.
But you got to meet with the manager because, look, what you want to do is have a 15-minute conversation with the manager to avoid, 30 seconds of someone saying hello to you. I could understand that. That makes perfect sense.
It was just absolutely unbelievable. And And just him leaving to Miami, that was just, it was just a kick in the
butt. Real quick, okay. So what did your manager say to Ray? Like what do you do with that request? Were there any considerations being made next time? Like when he would show up, was there anything that you guys had to do differently when
he
showed up?
You had to get on the speaker and go, Ray Allen's here, don't look at him.
No, honestly, what do you do after that?
Like he has to say something, like the way that, I mean, you don't want to like alienate someone from shopping at your location. So, I mean, like you obviously have to say something, and that's how like we knew about it. And it was just like, okay, like I won't even look at him.
Oh, you know, and so this is about the employees. He didn't want the employees looking at him.
He doesn't want the employees looking at him, talking to him, nothing. Like, don't even acknowledge that he's even in the store. And it's like, okay.
Well, I mean, you know,
whatever.
You know, how could you stand someone looking at you?
The first day Kyrie got traded, he came in, and he was completely normal. He was saying hi to people. He was, like, just being a normal person. And it's just like, this is... The personalities there are just absolutely crazy. And it's really sad that he didn't go to that Paul Pierce thing. He had a real good opportunity to really turn that around. But I still know deep down that he's a weirdo.
Yeah. Right. Well, listen,
the information's coming out that he is quite weird.
Well, that's the thing. That's another reason I want him in studio, is because there's all these strange stories. And it is kind of strange that people who covered the team... And this happens a lot with a bunch of players, that you learn more about them once they actually gone and they don't have to look them in the face every day. But Ray gets a strange reaction when you start talking to people who covered the team. They're like, yeah, he kind of did his own thing. And they give you these eyes like, the things I could tell you.
Right.
And I want to know those things.
Well, we can ask him, but I'm with John. I think he cops out of that.
Admit it. Toucher. It turns you on.
And Rich.
Every mother's dream.
Toucher and Rich.
I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, you have one more thing to add?
This is it, and I'll shut up about Ray Allen. But I went to his Instagram page because somebody said he had taken another picture, but he didn't. And I looked, and... 3 weeks ago, not even 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, he's got an Instagram post. Now, once again, he's not posted anything about Paul Pierce. Okay, he hasn't posted anything. You know, congratulations, Paul. This is great. Your number's retired. He hasn't done any of that. But 3 weeks ago, remember when LeBron James posted that Instagram to himself about how awesome he was because he joined the Elite Club? How many points did he score? It was like... Something I forget.
Yeah, he's top 10.
Yeah, whatever.
Something else LeBron did yesterday as well I want to talk about.
Okay.
Yes.
Ray Allen, 3 weeks ago, posts an Instagram post with a picture of LeBron James on it and writes a novel underneath it. Just a kid from Akron. Aren't we all just a kid from somewhere? Thank you for being where you're from, but not letting that limit where you want to go. Congratulations, King James, for stepping into a world where only a few have been. For every kid everywhere, let this always show you that it doesn't matter where you come from. What matters is what you do.
6'8", 250 pounds.
That's right. A human specimen.
And be able to jump off the
gym. Be born like a freight train and you're fine. Yeah.
Right.
Believe in yourself and never let anyone tell you something is impossible. And he goes on and on and on and on and on. So on the day that that happened for LeBron James, something that we had to be reminded of by LeBron himself, he posts this giant diatribe about how great LeBron James is. But on the day that Paul Pierce gets his number retired, he not only doesn't post something about him, but posts something about him on the golf course. I mean, he's so petty, it drives me crazy.
Just a real quick couple words about LeBron. Did you see LeBron's pregame routine?
Oh, in the hallway with the giant medicine ball?
There was a giant medicine ball. He's working out. He's shirtless. He's doing, I don't know what he's doing. He's shuffling back and forth with bands and things like that. Our own Brian Robb is just trying to walk down the hallway, and the trainer holds him up with a hand to the giant. You have to wait until LeBron's done. Okay. I understand that maybe the visiting locker room, and it is, I've been in there, it's kind of small, there's not a lot of room to work out, but there are maybe 8 or 9 rooms in that hallway that aren't the Celtics locker room. I'm thinking maybe you could have found another spot to work out in, instead of making sure you had your shirt off for the entire media to watch.
I ain't complaining.
My God.
There was one thing he was doing with the trainer where it was just called, let's take our shirts off and wrestle the ball from each other.
Yeah, seriously. I saw that and told him, like, what the hell does this do for you?
Did the trainer take his shirt off?
Oh, yeah. So yes. The trainer's holding the ball, and LeBron just goes, just like gets him in the I'm going to take the ball for whatever workout that is.
That's right. He's shuffling side side-to-side with bands around his knees, you know, strengthen the glutes,
the Top Gun workout.
Yes.
Oh, my
They look like
God.
The Barbarian Brothers from back in the day.
He can't help himself.
Are they riding scooters?
No, that's the fat guys.
No, but the Barbarian Brothers...
Guinness Book of World
Records. The Barbarian Brothers rode motorcycles. They absolutely did.
I thought they just drove monster trucks, or Mack trucks from Think Big. Remember when they were truck drivers?
Perhaps. Maybe I'm getting it. Oh, I'm confusing them with Cher's boyfriend in...
Mask?
No.
Because that was motorcycle.
No.
Yeah.
In boyfriend. Loverboy. Sure, it wasn't in Loverboy, but when her boyfriend at the time, and every time he drove the moped, it would go...
That was the Patrick Dempsey, right?
Oh, yeah. He was. Oh, that was the pizza place he worked for, yeah, right? He had to wear the mustache.
And he was a prostitute. And then he climbed in the window and his mom was in bed.
Hell yeah.
And then everything worked out in the end.
It's funny. I don't even remember that movie. Of all like the teen comedies from that era, like the Can't Buy Me Love. Now I remember that one.
Well, it was the Dempsey triple. You had Can't
That's
Buy
right.
Me Love.
That's right.
You had Lover Boy, and then you had the Woo Woo Kid.
I don't even remember the Woo Woo Kid.
Oh, it was Sonny. Was it Wise Carver?
I've seen Wise it like Carver. Twice, but the blonde chick from Easy Money from Back to School was in it.
Oh, okay.
The older woman.
Yeah, yeah.
Sally Kellerman.
Yep.
All right. I want to get to this. Apparently, we've been told, I didn't watch the Grammys, and I know this isn't the most timely of things, but James Corden.
We brought up James Corden earlier.
Yeah, he is truly a pariah. it speaks so poorly in our culture. Every time I see one of those YouTube guys that gets in trouble, I'm like, what are kids watching? Just douches. Just running around, doing nothing. Like, horrible Jackass ripoffs, which is like nerds. But James Corden said, all right, I'm doing the Grammys. And I've popped enough people in a car. Like, that's conquered ground. Like, how does this evolve? So he gets on the subway. And let me tell you this, Rich. New Yorkers can be a fickle, fickle crowd.
Really?
They want to just get it over with, and some people on the subway do not like this. It's not like they had to sign a release.
If it's someone as awesome as Cardi B?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you would think that they would have to sign a release and set up several cameras because it's a big network production. But I have a feeling that none of these people knew that they were going to be on camera. Not to blow up anyone's spot, but they would have to sign releases. The car would have to be... completely lit properly. There would have to be several cameras. It would be impossible to not know something was going on. There would be security. So
Who's he with?
I don't know, but we're about to find out. Here is the great James Corden. Just thinking subway. We've done cars. Let's do subway.
When we're in Los Angeles, we do carpool karaoke in the carpool lane. But here in New York, they do things a little differently. That's why I'm here with Sting and Shaggy to put a little Big Apple twist.
Oh boy, what is Sting gone? What road has he gone down the wrong way to end up having to do a duet with Shaggy?
Did Shaggy do It Wasn't Me?
Yes, and that's it.
Yeah, like,
Sting and Shaggy have a new album coming out, don't they?
Yes.
Together?
Yeah, no, they are. I thought it was just one song. It's a whole album?
I don't know, but Sting's been like in the rich guy world too long. Like he's he came down from the moon.
Who's the hippest person that can get me with the kids? Shaggy.
They might as well get the dope guy that sang because I got high.
Afro Man.
They should have got Afro Man.
Well, that's what Paul McCartney's doing an album with next.
Hey, Afro Man.
Yes, I know. Because what do people eat when they get high?
Oh, Afro Man, you got the munchies.
Yes, so what would you eat?
I just so happen to have a 6-inch sub.
Okay.
A 6-foot sub, I should say.
Cold Cuts McCartney. It's good you can join us. Thank you very much.
Afro Man, be careful, wear a hairnet. I don't need any Afro in my liverwurst.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Cole. You're very concerned about the health standards of your cold cut sandwiches.
3-second rule.
No, that's not.
You drop it, you got 3 seconds.
You usually don't. No, that's been scientifically proven incorrect.
Science, mayans.
And Shaggy to put a little Big Apple twist on carpool karaoke. This is Subway Car Pool Karaoke.
Well, someone took mushrooms because. You've done it all now, James. Subway karaoke? Are you going to find more things that move? Are you going to do bus karaoke?
Boxcar karaoke?
Boxcar,
you
like
a bunch
that.
Of hobos? A bunch of hobos with harmonicas?
Hey, I'll do it, man.
All right,
we're here in a freight yard.
What's who's biting my leg? Hey, I was hungry.
Okay, thank you.
I like a big, thick...
British calf.
Are you ready? Let's do it. Here we go.
Should we listen to some music?
Let's go.
Every breath you take and every move you make.
Yeah.
Fellas. You take.
Hey, fellas.
I'll be watching.
Knock it off. No, we're just trying. What, annoying everyone on the train?
Oh, that sounded real. That didn't sound like somebody was a plant.
And this is an audience full of, like, people that are in the business.
How do you not just go, well, that's not real?
Yeah. Like, you don't just...
Hey, you, over there, playing that music.
Hey, Sting, I got an idea.
Stop this.
Without any kind of protection. And then, you know what? Who ran it? Say ABC ran it. You know, ABC, it needs no legal protections. Let's just run with this.
Right. Oh, there's the guy who's usually on the subway shanking people in the eye.
Right. Let's have the homeless guy masturbating under a blanket.
It's a multiple mix situation. You know, Sting's sitting there singing, and all of a sudden, you know, it's like Jodie Foster sitting there in the chair. Yeah.
Which, by the way, I've seen. Which, by the way, I've seen on a train.
Oh. Really? No, you haven't.
Oh, I certainly have.
Okay, well, stop.
Yellow blanket. I can tell you exactly what's happening.
Stop.
The guy's pants were around his ankles, and he had his face covered to his pants with a yellow blanket. Oh. Well, I assume he was doing that. Oh. Either that or a magic trick.
And we're just trying to... Annoying everyone on the train?
No, we're doing like a carpool karaoke, but like a New York special edition.
I don't give a...
I was going to call it. I said, I bet he's going to swear to make it seem real.
Mm.
Oh.
James Corden. And this is what you all like. You all like this.
And that's when the infected guy throws up all over his thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I put my hand on a needle. Oopsies. Hepatitis.
Oh, I seem to have slipped in something. Oh, human excrement.
He's quite a scary man. He's quite a scary
man. It's just him.
Hey, it's a guy with no legs and a skateboard.
So it's LA to hear Fred if Corden decides to do airplane karaoke. Take a breath.
I hope the plane lands safely.
Let's go back. Let's do my Shaggy song.
Shaggy! Once you call me on that dial, it wasn't me. Some of the words that was over, it wasn't me. I even had her in the shower, it wasn't me. She even brought me on camera, it wasn't me. Saw the marks on my shoulder.
Oh, man, I'm sorry, I don't have any cash on me.
Any cash? No, we're not begging. We're not begging. We're trying to create a viral moment.
Okay, I can't do it anymore.
Someone said, where's Rock and Roll Mike when you need him?
Hey! Hey, James Corden! Let me touch your face!
I have here with me Sting, Shaggy, and Rock and Roll Mike. It wasn't me.
Here I go again on my own!
And we're supposed... And you know what? I bet you 90 people that watched that thought it was real and laughed.
Oh, sure.
And that's why every country's surpassing us.
Rock and Roll Mike lives outside!
I just do a bit called Trapped in a Train with Rock and Roll Mike. It's just Rock and Roll Mike bouncing off the walls like a pinball. Just to avoid him falling on you while he's screaming.
You know he'd jump out a window.
At one point, he just goes straight through
the
white shadow.
Hey, it's Bob! He lives on this track!
Rock and Roll Mike lives outside!
Well, that was even worse than I thought it would be. The James Corden thing. Hey, I'm a salty New Yorker. Quit singing.
That's right.
Because no one would have cost Sting on this train. All right, we'll be back with Steck. What will we talk about,
Rick? Oh, well, it seems like one of the Eagles is calling out the Patriots for not doing it the fun way. On top of that, we now know why the final episode of Tom vs. Time has been delayed.
Ooh, here are the headlines.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Toucher and Rich.
Do you like talking now?
Toucher and Rich.
Open your mouth wide.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now,
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what have we not gotten to today?
We doing the stack? I guess so. We don't even need the intro. But all we know is that Tom Brady's Big Tom versus Time documentary, the final episode, which was supposed to come out earlier last week, has been delayed. The reason being, according to Gotham Chopra, he's the filmmaker behind it, is because they had planned on the Patriots winning. And if the Patriots had won, that thing would have been ready to go. They already had an episode that was based on the storyline about how Tom conquers all and things move on. And hey, look at how great the TB12 method is. And now all of a sudden, because they lost, they had to change the entire narrative. So they did not give a date as to when it's going to be released. Just sometime soon.
I just saw Instagram that someone put up and it was like, Tom, I think Tom's doing just fine. And it's him kissing Giselle. And like, yeah, he's kissing his wife. Hooray.
He's on a beach somewhere. And then Tom Brady had the tweet saying, this Sunday's a lot better than last Sunday.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You kissed your wife. Congratulations. Yeah.
So now,
who have you seen make kids?
So since the Patriots lost the Super Bowl, Chopra now is trying to figure out how much of the playoff footage he even wants to use. Say, quote, well, we have amazing stuff in the playoff run. Tom's hand injury and the great comeback in the AFC Championship. Once the Super Bowl played out, I started to wonder the relevance of all that other stuff.
And how we're going to jam in a bunch of TB12 stuff.
Right.
When you lose,
right. And it was determined that we really needed one final exit interview with our guy before we could figure out what Chapter 6 was truly going to be about.
No, in all honesty, this was the one where they were going to probably go all in on the TB12 method, and they were going to sell it because, like we've said, they've been very restrained so far in doing that. The worst they did was cut to Edelman's injury.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, and the whole thing was this was going to be the bow that ties everything together, and now they probably have to figure out a way to, you know, not that it's Brady's fault at all that they lost. Obviously, he was one of
excellent.
The great Super Bowls of all time, but...
But the narrative changes.
Yes.
Although, you know what it might have given us? It might have given us an excellent episode. I mean, think about it. If they did sit down, because he said he sat down with Tom Brady and interviewed him for almost an hour after the Super Bowl. I mean, that's going to be cool.
I see
Tom Brady and the raw emotion. Here it is. It says it ran over an hour and we talked about a lot of things. He said, I'm not going to give anything away, but for curious minds, Tom was both reflective and upbeat, very present and disappointed in Sunday's loss, while also gracious towards the Eagles for their impressive victory and already unpacking everything to find the lesson in it. Okay.
Did he give a massage?
I don't know if he did give a massage. I mean, because really, what is an episode of Tom versus Time unless you got like a little beating of the leg or anything like, you know? I don't know. But if Tom Brady, like he has on Tom versus Time, steps away from being podium guy and talks like a normal human being, then that could actually be something really cool to watch for 15 minutes.
But the problem is they waited until the Friday after the game to do the interview.
Was that when it was?
I was reading some of this last night. I believe they didn't do it until last Friday, where they had plenty of time to calm down, plenty of time to gain perspective, plenty of time to congratulate Philadelphia.
And to smooch his wife.
Yeah, and
smooch
his wife. If they had done it right after they got back on late Monday or early Tuesday, then you would have seen some raw motion. But I have a feeling the Tom Brady, you know, high glossy version took over on Friday.
You see, even that makes it a better episode than what it would have been.
Yeah.
Because it just would have been predictable beforehand. It would have been, you know, it would have been another one of those like pump up videos. It would have been like, hey, look, they're going through the playoffs and he's fighting hard and they win, which is fine. There's a place for that. But this is different. This is now you got something completely different, a different beast. As you've been building it up to this moment, and then there's failure. And how does a human being deal with that? Like somebody as big as Tom Brady.
I don't know. You'll have to ask someone besides Tom Brady.
I was about to say. I mean, but he's been very human throughout the entire Tom versus Time. You admit that it's way, he's not as stiff as we thought he was going to be.
No.
Okay. So I'm hopefully they continue with that. And it's not podium, Tom.
You know, the best thing ever is when you've been with a woman for over 10 years and you watch kids come out of her and then you give her a big smack on the lips.
You know, I mean, you would just...
just like the people are so over the moon that he's married to a model. It's like, yeah, for a long time.
Right. I mean, it is his wife.
Like, I mean,
yeah, after a while, it's like, still his wife.
That's right. Like, wow, you kissed your wife.
Well, Lane Johnson, who is the guy who I think called Tom Brady a pretty boy last week, or before the Super Bowl, actually, he said that, listen, our Eagles can win a ring and still have a blast while doing it, something he doesn't think the Patriots could do. So he was with Barstool, and he said, quote, I just think that the Patriot way is a fear-based organization. Obviously, do they win? Hell yes, they win. They've won for a long time. Do I think people enjoy and can say, I had a lot of fun playing there? No, I don't. That's just the God's honest truth. They're successful, but when they go to interviews, they act like blanking robots. Hey, stop being a blankhead. We can all be cordial for a little bit. You only get to do this job one time, so let's have fun while we're doing it. Not to be reckless, but I'd much rather have fun and win a Super Bowl than be miserable and win five Super Bowls. But hey, it is what it is. So yeah, there you go. You win. You all of a sudden you're an expert. You win one Super Bowl and you know how the world works.
Yeah, I think it would be a lot more fun to play for the Eagles than the Patriots. I don't think there's any question about that.
But I mean, would you rather win five Super Bowls? And
I didn't say that they weren't more successful. I just said that. I mean, yeah, the Patriots doesn't seem like a blast to play for.
Sure, but listen, Rob Gronkowski seems to have a good time.
He's allowed a little more leash than the other guys. If you haven't noticed,
this doesn't sound like it's a lot of fun. I mean, come on. Get all that.
Yeah, Gronkowski's given a little special treatment. I'm not positive about it. I don't want to speak out of school.
Yeah, of course not. Okay, I have to. This story I was fascinated with this weekend. Because remember during the Super Bowl, they kept running ads for that show, This Is Us, which should just be called Lemons in Your Eyes. It's made for women who want to cry.
I watched the last couple of episodes.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Okay. So the one thing that I guess everyone was talking about during the Super Bowl, you won't want to miss this. And they've been teasing it all season long, long.
Guy with the mustache dies. Yep.
Yeah, he dies. But how does he die?
He dies from smoke inhalation.
No, crockpot blows up. Like he's got a crockpot.
I know. Yes, but he technically dry.
But it's caused by a crockpot blowing up. Right? Death by crockpot.
He was given by an old elderly neighbor a crockpot that you had to jiggle the handle on, and that thing went bazooey.
And he loved his crock pot that they set up.
It was the Super Bowl, and he was making his world famous chili.
That's right. Okay. So apparently, because of that episode, people all around the country are throwing away their crock pots and they're posting it online saying, this is a horrible thing. So Crockpot had to come out and just say, hey, we're heartbroken that so-and-so died, but this doesn't happen. The Crockpot's not going to set fire. These things don't happen. And then, miraculously, later on that week, after the Super Bowl, Ellen DeGeneres, who's on the same network as This Is Us, had the star who died on there, and guess what they did?
There's something important that I need to talk about.
Dance.
Say it with me. Crockpots. Oh, okay. Crockpots make delicious meals, and they're always safe, and I want you and your family to enjoy amazing meals for years to come, so everyone here is getting a brand new Crockpot slow cooker.
Jesus.
All right.
Okay.
Oprah gave away, like, cars and houses. This woman gives away crock pots, and the crowd goes nuts.
Yeah, this is called avoiding a lawsuit. Oh, I guarantee you crock pot went to NBC and said, what the F? We're going to sue you. Our crock pots are doing this. Whoa!
Is there only company that's crock pot?
Crockpot is, okay, Crockpot is like Coca-Cola. What is the name of the thing? It's called a slow cooker is like soda. You see what I mean? It's like, it's a brand name. Crockpot is the brand. So what they did is they went, and I'm speculating here, how dare I, and they said, we are going to sue your pants off unless you put us on a show that has the same demo as This Is Us, and you get the star out there that they're associating with death, and you have them come out and say, hey, crackpots
are
great.
Sue them.
So they can.
Crackpot couldn't sue
them. Well, I guarantee you they could have attempted to, and it would have been huge in public, and
no,
it would have made everybody look bad.
I think that Ellen DeGeneres, that was a joke.
No, it's not a joke. The episode had him come out. And by the way, there's also, for Crockpot, there is a PSA that the star of the show put on there that was dead serious, saying that Crockpots are perfectly safe and you can cook your favorite meals in it. It sounds like they're about to get sued their pants
off. I don't know how Crockpot could sue them. I mean, it's a fictionalized story that, you know, that the guy, the Crockpot didn't work.
Well, I don't know either, but how do you explain all of this? Because everyone was outraged at Crockpots. I mean, there's videos of people throwing their Crockpots away.
I don't know. All I know is that the son was going to be a great athlete, but then he broke his leg, and now he's spiraled into drug addiction.
Oh. Is there a more obvious show that's just trying to get people to cry? Just going to get making you cry.
Well,
look, it's a Christ figure. Oh, they're perfect in everywhere. Death!
Well, he
wasn't.
No, he struggled with alcoholism,
which makes him more sympathetic.
You're
dying.
You know what? Why don't you just go down to your horror movies and leave the inspirational stuff to us?
Oh, look, it's little Timmy. Oh, he's dealt with so much. He's just learning how to walk again. Death. Die!
There's no
cry, damn it,
by a car.
There's no character that does that. But the heavy girl on the show, she ultimately is responsible for her father's death because the house was on fire and she sent him back in to get the dog. So fast forward into the future.
Sure.
Her boyfriend desperately wants to get a dog. They go to adopt one and she's like, yeesh, can't do it because I ultimately killed my father. But I mean, he was by no means perfect. He was a flawed individual. I mean, he was drinking at work at one point.
Mm-hmm.
1998 Super Bowl is the day that he died.
Is that when it was?
Yep.
Somebody says they have a fun story of the Super Bowl. I'm telling you, this is a thing. Like, people have been throwing them away.
We'll have to wait to get to that. All right, we'll return in just a moment.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
We are Toucher and Rich. If I get sick, it better be today. If I get sick and it's at the end of the week, because I'm going on a Disney cruise, which I'm actually very excited for. They take your children. And,
they bring you to that made-up island, Castaway Cave, their own version of Dr. Moreau.
Every cruise line that's big enough has their own island. And you know what's crazy is that everything costs money. It costs, like an umbrella there, $50. Would you like a chair to sit in? $35. Oh, look, they have paddle, what do you call them there? The
kayak?
No, the paddle boats.
Oh, yeah.
A paddle boat. Oh, that would be $150.
Or you just sit on the boat and look at the island.
Puerto Rico, I'm staying on the boat.
Why? I heard Puerto Rico's supposed to be nice.
They drop you off, like, by a Carlos and Charlie's or something like that. You don't have enough time to do anything.
Let's hope they have power.
Yeah, I mean, that's another thing, is that that's the one time I'm not getting off the boat. By the way, I read the Jimmy Buffett article that you gave me.
Oh, yeah. The article was titled, Jimmy Buffett Does Not Live the Jimmy Buffett Lifestyle.
No, Jimmy Buffett is quite the entrepreneur.
Yeah, it's about how all the stuff that people are buying into who love Jimmy Buffett and think that, you know, he's living the life, it's nothing like that.
No.
By the way, I drove by Margaritaville, the new adult retirement center that where people who want to live the Jimmy Buffett lifestyle move to. I saw it under construction when I was down in Florida over Christmas. And oh yeah, Fred, that's going to be a little you're going to be heading there when you get older, right?
Oh yeah, that just sounds like a slice of hell. By the way, it's not even on the beach.
No,
it's Central Florida.
Inland. Yeah. It's like 5 miles away from Disney World.
Wouldn't it be wouldn't Jimmy Buffett the main thing? Like the only requirement would for it to be on the beach?
I would think so.
It's like a slice of hell. Just like everywhere you eat, there's a dumb Coral Reefer Band thing. Oh my God. And it's called like, sailing away to Blinkyville when that's like their workout. Blink your right eye, blink your left eye.
Sailing away to where?
Yeah.
That's the workout? They just blink?
It's like, yeah, it's a bedpan in paradise.
Bedpan in paradise.
Uh-oh. Don't have
I'd
to
like
get
to
up.
Clean sheets, wouldn't that be nice?
Roll me over, I got bed sores.
Nurses to the left, doctors to the right. There's a beeping sound that's now flat.
Nurses steal my money. Nurses steal my clothes. The nurse is robbing me blind. No one believes me. Kids don't show up. Grandkids don't show up. I am dying alone. And you know there's going to be like 49-year-old people that move into it because like... I can't wait to kick my heels up in Apopka, Florida.
Wasting away and no one calls Grandmaville.
Literally wasting away. All right, what are you doing, Hardy? What's going on? What's the deal?
Sitting down, ready to be Zoe.
Uh-oh. Zoe gone again?
Oh, boy.
Now, is he on vacation or is he sick?
Sick. I provided documentation on Friday of his flu.
Doctor's note?
texted us because he said tested positive for flu, which got us into the whole thing. And Rich was here to help, saying, yes, there is a test for it. Then he screenshotted, you know, he took a picture of his, you know, paperwork from the Minute Clinic and his prescription photos over the weekend of him laying in bed with a mask on.
Why does he have a mask on?
So he doesn't infect the other people in his house, I guess.
Well, that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
I don't sound terrible.
You sounded different throughout the morning. There were times when you sounded really bad, and then, like, I thought in the 9 o'clock hour, you sounded fit as a fiddle.
Yeah, he sounds better now. Listen to 6 a.m. I mean, but then again, that's all us waking up anyway. But he sounded better throughout the show.
Yeah. I mean, I have a stuffed-up nose. I can't deny that. But if I get sick, I want it to be today. I like to miss some work.
Yeah, sure.
Get a little sleep. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be tied down to the man.
I remember having this conversation with you once when you asked how many sick days we got. And I believe my answer was, what do you care? Are you going to take sick days if you're not sick? I mean, if you're sick, you don't come to work. But, you know, you were very interested in the number of sick days
we got. Well, I'm confused how to fill my time card out.
That is true.
I mean, that is true. You have to put the literal amount of hours that you worked.
That is true.
Jim Louth has been an absolute lamb in doing one for each of us each week.
Jesus. Oh, that's awesome.
He's the best.
Well, Nick was thinking about just making and printing out a bunch of them.
I trust him to do that. Yeah. It's the first thing that's the first person I trust to do that.
There's gonna be a week where I'm just not gonna get paid with this new timesheet thing. I've already predicted it. There's just one week I'm just gonna forget to turn it in. And I'm not going to get paid.
All right. What do you guys got going for the kids today?
Yeah, a little Celtics. Little Red Sox.
Yeah, very little.
A little.
I got anything to say about that. Very little.
Yeah. We got to find out why Dan Roach didn't get sent down to spring training.
Yeah, well, that's part of our Red Sox topic, so we'll get to that.
It's a crime.
Yeah.
It's a crime. You crushed that man.
I'm not joking. I bet you he cried.
I thought a lot about that when I saw that email. I thought a lot about that, like, how difficult was that for him, or was it he knew it was coming and
no, he didn't.
Understands it?
If you read the email, he had no idea it was coming.
The trip was booked.
The trip was booked.
He was on his way down.
Right. They told him, and he immediately
25. This ends a 25-year streak.
Mm-hmm.
Quarter century.
Do you think that's why he does it? If you list on the things like that make you the happy, I think that's why he does it.
You had to be the guy that broke that news to him.
Yeah.
Oh. He would have probably rather been fired.
Well, they're trying to get him to quit.
That's the first thing.
Yeah. Wow.
Would have been easier to tell him, sorry, you're fired.
They don't want to give him the severance.
Oh, God.
That's what I've been told.
Yeah, you have. Talking to the big wigs over there.
Oh, baby. Well, you know, they want me on Kevin Can Wait. So I've been in intense negotiations.
Oh, by the way, I had the common sense answer.
Oh, you did the married
one? I was listening this morning.
Yep.
To Because I'm a Happy Game Show, Fun Time Shiny Nickel Happy $5 Cheeseburger Show.
What is the fear of marriage called?
Common sense.
By the way, I saw that one with
a telescope.
Yep. That was the only one I got.
Yeah.
But I got it.
You didn't get the breakfast one? What do you call three eggs in the nest?
I just thought breakfast, Grand Slam breakfast, doesn't make any sense because there's no sausage
or pancakes.
No pancakes.
Yeah. Well, it's funnier that way.
But I want it known that I, too, am a hack because I had that common sense joke.
I had two of them.
Yeah, I mean, you had the...
Which casino game has the best odds for a payout?
The ATM.
Yes.
I got ATM and I got omelet.
Everybody got that one. Mm-hmm. I think the world got that one.
And then I got omelet. Which is the same thing. It's the exact same thing.
As Grand Slam breakfast?
Yes, Hardy.
You gave yourself half points, which...
No, I gave myself a total point for that.
Well, that's incorrect.
Okay.
But unlike Dan in the other room, did you get...
Johann Sebastian Bach grew up with four brothers who all became composers.
Yeah, the Bach Street Boys.
D.O.B. got that one, tried to feed Wallach. Wallach wasn't sharp enough to claim it as his own.
No.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of the show. But listen to me, Fred. If I was sitting here playing that game with you and I said Grand Slam breakfast and you said omelet, we would both get 1 point?
Yeah. What is the shower rod couldn't hold my weight?
We had Louis on at the Super Bowl and he was delightful.
Yeah.
He was.
Yeah, but you get stuck into that
stuff.
You want to
stay in my house when
you're
in LA.
You get starstruck and like people more than you should. I'll give you Wahlberg. Donnie Wahlberg is an example.
He's a sweetheart.
He is a... He's a dink who wrote that stupid Dear Robert Kraft, We're the Lovable Losers article that you can't write when you're a Patriots fan.
I like him better than I like his wife. And that's saying something because I figured some things out about life thanks to his wife.
Hardy, do you know any young comedians that need a place to stay?
I don't know anything about that as far as I know.
Read the David Spade book.
Well, you yourself said there were just a lot of insinuation, no facts.
No, David Spade was asked to stay at Louis Anderson's house, as many young comedians are.
And?
And it was, weird.
Well, that's insinuation. You guys don't like baskets.
I don't like baskets.
Oh, I think it's funny.
Oh, really? Good. Yeah. Go make yourself like something else.
No, I really... Beetle likes it. Beetle watched three episodes
Will and Grace? No. Trying to think of like an obscure... Go put on a Kraftwerk record.
You guys need to stay three more segments because I have to talk about making yourself like things. Watched Wonder Woman. I'm like, here's an action movie we can watch with the kids. We sat down and watched it last night. And 20 minutes into it, I'm like, this movie better get good soon.
I liked Wonder Woman.
It's fine. Like something else then. What's to like about that?
It's fine, but people were saying it should have been up for an Oscar this year. No, I'm like, what are we doing?
Stupid example. That would be like you're making yourself like a Eraserhead.
It's just there's nothing to right. there's nothing I, to my, like hey, or dislike my, about it.
Hey, listen,
there.
It's fine. My timesheet is done now. All right, you guys take over.
Four hours, 6 minutes.
That'll do it for us. Bye.